music, stories, and more. You're listening to the Heartbeat Radio, a program by Liberal Arts Work.
Hi.
You're listening to
Heartbeat Radio.
Today we are interviewing music therapist Cassidy.
Hi, Cassidy. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Can you introduce yourself to our audience?
Of course. Thank you so much. My name is Cassidy, and I'm a music therapist at Able Arts Work, and I just recently finished my music therapy internship, which was also at Able Arts Work.
Can we ask you a few questions?
Of course. Ask away.
Who is your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ is probably Dylan Francis. I don't listen to a lot of DJs.
What's your favorite album?
My favorite album is definitely Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles.
What's your favorite go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song is definitely Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Do you like to cook?
I do like to cook.
What food do you like to cook?
I like to cook lots of foods, but mostly I'd say I like to cook things that are on the sweeter side or usually involve some kind of fruit.
When you said you like to cook something on the sweeter side, what do you mean by that?
I really like to cook things that have fruit in them or are kind of dessert items. I really like things that are sweet, but I don't like things that are sweet like chocolate. I like things that are sweet like a fruity sweet.
Do you have a favorite dessert?
I do have a favorite dessert. It's definitely cherry pie. I love a good cherry pie. What about you? What's your favorite dessert?
I would say I like chocolate chip cookies a lot.
Well, then you go to corner.
I went to college at Shenandoah University, which is in Winchester, Virginia, and I got my bachelor's in music therapy with a minor in psychology.
How long did it take you to become a music therapist?
So I went to school for 4 years to get my degree in music therapy, and then I did a 7-month internship at Able Arts Work. And I'm currently in the process of studying for my exam so that I can be officially certified. So I still have a little bit of work left to do.
We heard you brought some music to play for us.
I did. I brought 2 songs. Both I wrote with clients during my time at CECA, the Cultural Education Center for the Arts, during my internship.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
So the first song is a song that I wrote called Stuck at Home. I wrote this song to provide comfort for our clients or artists and to show them that even in a time of isolation, we are not alone. We're all in this together, and there are so many things that we can do both together and separately to occupy our time. The second song is a song called Ode to Sika. This is a song that I wrote along with the artists in our Track 3 music therapy class. This song is almost completely composed of client recordings and ideas. It was a really fun process, not only for me, but for the clients as well. To start off, we had some basic questions just to get the ball rolling. So the questions we asked are, how are we staying connected? What are we doing for fun? And what are some of the things that we look forward to doing after quarantine? Something that really stood out to me during this process is how all of the things that the artists said that they look forward to doing after quarantine related to Sika. So we talked about playing games at Sika, making art and music at Sika, and just seeing our friends and saying hi and asking how they're doing. And because of that, I really thought that this song should be about Sika and our love for Sika, so therefore, Ode to Sika was born. Some of the ways that we talked about staying connected is we said that we say hi and ask how are you, we're meeting on Zoom, we're using technology, and one of our artists even said that they're sending postcards to their friends and family, which we all thought was a really great idea. Next, we talked about the things that we're doing for fun. So some of the things that we talked about are eating and drinking agua, which is Spanish for water. That is a very common topic in our classes. Next, we talked about watching TV or movies, reading, going outside, pretending we're at Disney, drawing and making art, sleeping, and playing Xbox. After we discussed these ideas, I took them and I made some lyric options for the artists to vote on. The artists also voted on some melody options, and they even voted on the key. Originally, I had written it in the key of C, but the artists decided that E was a better key, so it's an E. We also voted on the title of the song. We had a couple of other options in the running before we decided on Ode to Sika, but Ode to Sika seemed to be the crowd favorite, so that's what we went with. We voted to have a solo section in our song, and one of our artists decided that the solo section should be after the third verse. And we also picked our instruments. One of the things that we've been exploring in our Track 3 Music Therapy class is different kinds of instruments. We've explored brass instruments, string instruments, and a few percussion instruments. So we decided in our song that we should include the trumpet and the trombone, along with the viola, the violin, and the upright bass. We also decided for our percussion section that we should have a drum set, some shakers, and the seed pod rattle, which is an instrument that we've spent quite a few weeks exploring in our Track 3 class. I also originally wrote the song for guitar, but the artist decided that piano would be a much better instrument, so I learned the piano part, and the song is on piano. After we came up with our initial idea for the song, we started taking artist recordings. So we had a general idea of what our song would sound like, what instruments we wanted, and how we were going to do it. So we had artists record piano parts. Vocal parts. We also recorded a percussion part, which consisted of an electronic drum set, bells, maracas, clapping, and the seed pod rattle. After we took the client recordings, we also voted on our instrument parts. So for the trumpet and the trombone, and the violin, viola, and upright bass, I came up with two options for each part, and the artists voted on which option they preferred to actually be in the song. This was a really fun experience for everybody involved, and we really hope that you enjoy it, and it gives you some ideas of some things that you can do to occupy your free time.
Thanks for walking us through the songwriting process.
Can we hear the song?
Of course. Here is Stuck at Home and Ode to Sika.
We're stuck at home, but we're not alone. We got our friends and our families by our sides. We're stuck at home, but we're not alone. We can meet on Zoom, but we're tucked safe inside. Oh, we're all in this
One, two, three.
Sega, Sega, Sega.
Oh, how we miss Sega. And we can't wait to see ya at Sega, Sega, Sega.
Thank you for sharing your song with us.
Goodbye, Cassidy. It was nice talking to you on Heartbeat Radio. We hope you enjoyed listening. Have a good day.
I hope you enjoyed this installment of Heartbeat Radio. For more information, please go to our website, ableartwork.org. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week.